As we continue our series of shiurim on kashering, there's a very important halacha that we need to discuss. It's not specific to hilchos kashering for Pesach, but it speaks to a very important situation that comes up all year round. And that is kashering from milchiks to fleishiks and from fleishiks to milchiks. The Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov Nun Aleph, says in the end of Sifkotn Yutes, for Sakinim Ham Beluim Bibosel Cholov, if you have a knife that became Milchigs or Fleishigs, the Mishnah Berurah over there is discussing what is the proper method for kashering a knife. Even though there could be a strong argument, as we see in our Gemara, that kashering a knife should be done with libun, the Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is that we typically kasher knives with hagala. The sakinim habalum ibas l'chalav, die by hagala. Mishnah Berurah says, actually hagala ought to be enough to kasher a knife. Acha oilam nagu issa b'zeh. The world is machmer, because of the tshuvas samsoi for simen kuf yud. So says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a magen Avraham, which we're going to quote in a few moments, that says we shouldn't kasher a knife or any silverware back from milchiks to fleishiks. But quotes the Mishnah Berurah the samsoi for the heichad the hegel tzarich pesach. If I'm kashering, because I'm kashering for pesach anyway, then he allows you to turn it from fleishiks to milchiks or vice versa. Your intention wasn't to make it change from milchiks to fleishiks. Your main intention was to kasher it for Pesach. And once you're kashering it, you could already switch it from milchigs or fleishigs or not. So I did see that there are poskim that want to be machmer and say that the kula of the chsam soifer is only applicable if indeed your intention is to kasher for Pesach. If your intention is really to kasher from basal l'chalav or vice versa, and you just happen to be doing it before Pesach, but it's not that it's really for Pesach that you're kashering, the Chsam Sofer would be machmer. But it's not that clear that that is really the way we have to be noyig. Because to understand this entire issue, the issue of kashering utensils, silverware from Basel Cholov, which is based on a Magen Avraham, later here in Arachayim, Simen Tuf Kuf Tes, on Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei, the Magen Avraham is Sif Katan Yud Aleph. And it's important to learn this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, because it also speaks to some very fundamental questions about kashering on Yontif. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutal L'Labim B'Yontif Kli Barzel Sh'ofer Bo Pladin Shal Gvina. You had a keli on which you baked cheesecake, cheese blintzes, and now you want to use it to make on it some sort of a meat knish. V'acha libun yafaba pashtida shabasa. And after libun, you're going to make on it some sort of a meat dish. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, since we're making libun, and we don't have to make a full-fledged libun, because it was hatera bala, I used it for a kosher food, such a libun is not considered that looks like it's misakin, that I'm fixing the keli, which would be the reason to aser kashering on yontif. It looks like I'm just warming it up in order to bake on it. On the other hand, however, if the vessel, the utensil that we were kashering was bailea nevela, absorb nevela, that there a full-fledged libun is required. Nobody warms up an oven, or nobody warms up anything, heats up anything to the degree that of libun gomer, unless he's just anxious, interested in making a libun. And making a libun on yonta would be usur, because it looks like masakin. And therefore, even if it became non-kosher on yontif, where it was impossible to kasher, or there was no reason to kasher the keli from erev yontif, it would be usur to do libun gomer on yontif. The Mishnah Brura does quote that there are some mechroinim that are mekel, the Magen Avraham, that in the case where libun was impossible from before yontif, libun can be done on yontif. But he says, "Ein lahayrus kein lacherim." One should not pass in that way, and one should not do libun on yontif. I did see that even the Mishnah Brura and the other poskim who are machmer, if it's not done in a way that it's obvious that it's a libun, in other words, if you had a self-cleaning oven, and a self-cleaning cycle is considered a libun gomer according to most poskim, and therefore you're just putting on your oven that way, and it's not obvious that you're doing a libun gomer, or in a situation where it looks like you're just heating up your oven and you're not doing a special act of warming up, heating up the oven for the purpose of libun, the poskim are more makel. Vhu kishlis labin, but continues the Shulchan Aruch and teaching us that even though the Shulchan Aruch was speaking about a libun kal, which the Shulchan Aruch is saying is permitted to be done on yontif, vhu kishlis labin, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's very important that if you do the libun, yitin oisai ala machl miyad, we should immediately put on the food on that oven right after we do the libun. Why? Explains the Mishnah Brura. Because if we heat up the oven, especially since we're only heating it up to the degree of libun kal, so it doesn't really look like libun, and then I immediately put the food in there to cook or to bake, it doesn't look like I did a maisa tikkun. However, if I delay, I heat up the oven just for the sake of doing libun, and I don't immediately put the food in afterwards, so then it looks like I did libun on yontif, which is a maisa tikkun. And says the Mishnah Brura, that even if it's a situation where the keli could not have been kasher before yontif, it only became milchiks or fleishiks on yontif, still, libun, even libun kal under those circumstances, would be asur. If there's a blius nevela, as we explained, where there's therefore a need for libun gomer, you're not allowed to do libun because it's near libun gomer because it's near a kemasakin. Continues the Rama, for who had dos lago keli biyontif. You're not allowed to do Hagola B'yontif. Because, again, it looks like a Maisa Tikkun. The Mishnah Brura says, however, if we have a situation where a Keli requires kashering with Hagola, and the Hagola could not have been done before Yontif, it only became non-kosher today, says the Mishnah Brura that there are many Achroinim, the Magen Avraham, and the Mashal, the Bialocha, quotes a number of Achroinim who are Mekel. But again, here too, the Mishnah Brura comes out with Chumra, Ach Ein Lahoris Kein Lacherim. We shouldn't act this way. Ochein, says the Mishnah Brura, Em Hoyle Mayim Roischim, Shasichon L'Tzarech Ochel Nefesh, if you have hot water anyway, and you don't need to specifically boil up water for the purpose of our Golob, Mutar l'hayrus l'achem l'aguhen. Then Hagolah may be done on Yontif. Then Hagolah may be done on Yontif. The Paiskim say it doesn't. This last halacha isn't really that relevant because we know that we don't do Hagolah ben yoimai. So if the keli became milchix today, or the keli became non-kosher today, we anyway have to wait for tomorrow to do Hagolah. Furthermore, say the Paiskim, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says this, if it's a situation where I have hot water and I have to boil up water l'tzarech eichel nefesh, and now I'm going to have leftover water, that also is considered a situation where it's considered like I already have water prepared, and since I have water prepared, I could do Hagolah with that prepared water. I could do it Hagolah with that water, even though it was cooked up only on Yontif. So the Magen Avraham, going back to the original topic that we're discussing, here in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, says Mekam Mashma, Shemot B'chol L'Agel Kli Cholov Lecha B'Basar Ipcha. The entire discussion, says the Magen Avraham in this Sif in the Shulchan Aruch, is what may or may not be done on Yontif to take kasher, a milchiga vessel to fleishiks, to be used for fleishiks or vice versa. During the week, it seems that there is no problem. However, says the Ramah, v'olam noigim is bedover. We don't kasher from milchigs to fleishiks. And he quotes that Miram Binyamin mipozna, Shishoma Miram Yofa, Hatam l'minig. Why is there a minig not to kash back and forth from milchik to fleishik? Shem yasekein la'olam la'yiloi lak klei echot. If he'll do this, he'll only end up having one set of silverware at home. The gish yagelena kol pam shishtamishpo, and he'll always do agola back and forth. V'zeh osur, which could cause terrible problems. Dima os limiti. A person will get confused. He thought he kashered it, and he didn't kasher it. He thinks now it's a milchig status when it's really fleishiks. He thinks it's fleishiks when it's really milchigs. So in order to avoid this problem, says the Magen Avraham, we should not kasher on a steady basis back and forth from milchigs to fleishiks. And this is the minhag olam, the Shara Melech has a different explanation. He says that when it comes to kashering from milchig, when it comes to doing Hagolah, he says the reason is when it comes to doing Hagolah, you have to have shishim, etc. And we're concerned that you're not going to have the shishim. It's not going to be, when you do Hagolah, our minig, as we've been saying, is it can't be a ben yoimai. It could not have been used within the last 24 hours. And therefore, doing Hagolah back and forth should be avoided from Bas L'Cholof. I do have to say that I saw the Darkei Tshuva in Yerideya Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. Yerideya Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. Sif Katan Nun Tes. That quotes the Pri Chodesh. There is no reason. Ain't Svara Le'esa Kli HaMiyuchad L'Cholov La'asa Shabasa V'kein Lehepach. Dein Lanu L'Chadish Gzeres Mateinu. We have no right to make up new rules Shloi Niska V'Talmud. So the Pri Chodesh held that we have no right to make up new rules that are not said in the Gemara. And actually, this Sif in Shulchan Aruch is included in being a raya to that point. Similarly, I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph Sif Katan Yud Aleph says V'yesh Oimrim V'afi Yishesh Soiver She'ein B'chlal She'b'chlal Ein L'Hachsh M'Bosr L'Cholav M'Cholav L'Bosr. quotes the Magen Avraham that we just learned, that one should not kasher from meat to dairy or vice versa. Ein lachash b'zeh klal. We don't have to follow this minig. Ve'en lanu ligzo gzeres midatenu. We should make not make up our own rules. Mashloi gozru chazal. Rules that we don't find that chazal made. And he brings a raya that you allow to kasher back and forth from basar l'cholov. Became mavur lahegim in divrei ator b'siman zeh. Because the Torah in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph in Yerideya says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'keinim naga klisha basla shal chalava opcha. The Torah says that if I'm kashering from fleishiks to milachiks, I have to be careful shlohei ben yoyma. I just have to be careful that it wasn't used in the last 24 hours. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if the minute were that we're now going to go back and forth from milachiks to fleishiks, or vice versa, so what's the Torah telling us how to do it? It must be that it may be done. So, as we said, although the Aruch HaShulchan and the Pri Chadosh don't follow the meaning of the Magen Avraham, it's clear that most Paiskim, the Chassam Sofer, that we quoted at the beginning of the Shir, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chassam Sofer, the Mishnah Berurah himself, both here in Siman Tuf Nun Aleph, and further in Siman Tuf Kuf Tes, clearly seems to follow the minig of the Magen Avraham. But the question is that we know that there are situations where people want to switch their milchig silverware to fleishiks or vice versa. And under what circumstances may this be done or not? The Prima Godim in Siman Tuf Nun Beis and Eishel Avraham Sivkot Nud Gimel says that b'shas atchak, when you need for whatever reason to do it, we can be lenient. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Marsham, Chelik Beis Siman Reish Mem Aleph, that this is a very fundamental tshuva in this regarding this issue, and he says a number of hatayim. But before we discuss a number of Aterim, the number of Aterim that he gives, he says a number of rules. He says, in general, that this is a new minig that the Magen Avraham instituted. And since it's a new minig that the Magen Avraham instituted, it's not something that we should expand on. And what is usur, what the Magen Avraham says, is what the Magen Avraham says, but don't expand on this isur. And therefore, and he also quotes the Shaar HaMelech that we quoted earlier, that only because we're concerned that the Hagolah won't be done properly, that's the only time we have to be machmer. And therefore he says, Ein mechatshim al gzeira, v'ein mosifin al gzeira. And that's why he again says that certainly if somebody did not know, or for whatever reason, he did kasher from milchigs to fleishigs, or fleishigs to milchigs, it's not to be viewed that kashering was ineffective. If the kashering was done properly, one can use it. Furthermore, and this is a very important halacha, very important heter, he says that if you kasher going from, not from directly, from fleishiks to milchiks, you kasher it from fleishiks to parav, and then from fleishiks to parav, then from parav you go to milchiks, and then, or vice versa, milchigs to parif to fleishigs, that is not what Chazal asked. Chazal, that is not what the Magen Avraham asked. He says, only directly from fleishigs to milchigs is asked. And in fact, I saw Tshuva, the Shevet Alevi, in Chelik Tes, Simen Kuf Samaches, He says, if there's a factory that kashers kalim steadily from milchiks to parav, or fleishiks to parav, and vice versa, he says, ein b'kachenu l'chadish chumra, we have no right to make new chumras. The Magen Avraham specifically spoke about milchiks to fleishiks, or vice versa. Parav is not a problem. And the Masham brings a great raya to this point. It goes to this position, actually based on a Taz that we discussed in one of our earlier shurim when we spoke about the subject of milch gebred. When we spoke about the subject of milch gebred, which we learned on Daf Lamed and Daf Lamed Vav, and is the halacha as is paskin the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Siman Tzadik Zayin, we learned that the Taz says that if somebody had on his table a spice grinder that was a part of a spice grinder and somehow or another became fleishiks or milchiks, the Taz says it's important to immediately kasher that spice grinder because we're concerned that you're going to use that those milchik spices or fleishik spices with something that you're not supposed to. So he says, what happened here? It started off parav. It became fleishiks or milchiks, and I'm kashering it back to being parav. So we see that the issue is only to kasher from milchiks to fleishiks, but not to kasher from milchiks or fleishiks to parav. It's not necessarily the most compelling raya, because one could argue that there we started off with something parav. So since we started off with something parav, we could be more lenient to bring it back to parav. But if we started off with something that was milchiks or fleishiks, and now we want to make something that was milchiks or fleishiks, parav, milchiks, parav, fleishiks, fleishiks, parav, milchiks, that isn't necessarily the case that the Masham discusses. The Masham also quotes Deish Lavrom, that if you waited 12 months before you kashered, we could be more lenient. Because we know that once a keli wasn't used for 12 months, it's much easier to be makel. Another heter that the Masham quotes in the name of the Shlo is that if somebody sells his kalim to someone else, then that person who buys the keli could kasher it. I bought a fleishik keli, I could kasher it before I begin using it for milchiks. And I saw that the Debre Tzinah Rav in Chele Gimel Simen Kofhei, although very much saying that we have to follow the minhag quoted the Magen Avraham, he disagrees with the Aruch HaShulchan that we quoted. He says, certainly if somebody gets a gift, and I get a fleishik keli as a gift, but I want to use it for milchig, I may. I could use it. And he also goes into a very important discussion over there, and that is regarding, as we said before, that although the Magen Avraham, that was saying we should follow the psak of the Magen Avraham, holds that we shouldn't kasher from milchiks to fleishiks, that, he says, is strictly by hagolah. When it comes to libun, we could be more lenient. It's based on the Shar HaMelech that we quoted, that the Shar HaMelech says it's only, and the Masham also quotes that Shar HaMelech, and the Shar HaMelech is whole reasoning is because we're afraid that the Hagolah won't be done properly, it will be done when it's a Ben Yoima. Since these halachas don't apply by Libun, we could be more late maker. And therefore the Debre Tzinah Rav says that people who only have one oven at home, and they use that oven both for fleishiks and for milchiks, says the Debre Tzinah Rav, when they take it from milchiks to fleishiks, or vice versa, they're essentially doing an act of libun, and since they're doing an act of libun, there we don't have a problem that you're using the same oven for milchitz and fleishitz. I do have to say that I heard from my Rebbe, Reb Tovya Goldstein, who, in discussing the issue of kashering microwaves, he felt that everybody, when they discussed the issue of kashering microwaves, discussed how the microwave could be kashered, can it be kashered, does it need to be kashered. He felt that the main issue to really discuss when we speak about using a microwave both for milchiks and fleishiks is actually the Magen Avraham's issue. That the Magen Avraham, as we've been learning, holds that you shouldn't use the same keli both for milchiks and for fleishiks. And that's why he held that one should have separate microwaves for milchiks to fleishiks. There's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simin Mem Dalet, discusses a situation as follows. If you have some milchiger spoons that got mixed up with new spoons that were never used, or a pair of spoons, he says that even though they don't become bottled, because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, because you could kasher the silverware, still, he says, since our main concern that we shouldn't use the same keli back and forth doesn't apply over here, there was just a mix-up, we could be lenient, says Rav Moshe in that tshuva, and kasher all the kelim and end up using them even possibly for fleishiks. The Paiskim, and the Dr. Tshuva discusses this, give another way of how you could switch a keli from being milchiks to fleishiks. And that is by making a treif. We're not allowed to make a keli go from milchiks to fleishiks or fleishiks to milchiks. But says the Daki Tshuva, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this opinion also in the name of the Prima Gadol, there is no problem going from in Siman Tuf Kuf Tes, there is no problem going from treif. The Daki Tshuva himself actually is not that satisfied with this approach. He says, because when you make a keli, and we discussed this in our previous year, he says, when you make a keli treif, and then you need to kasher, so we discussed, why isn't every kashering a concern of aim of apum isluch atchila? And in our previous shurim, we gave answers to that question. But certainly, says the Daki Tshuva, to go and create a situation where I'm going to have the kasher and then end up with the shayla of Eim Avatl Isl Chathila is not something that we ought to do Lechathila, and therefore the Daki Tshuva does not really like this Eitzah. In general, the Daki Tshuva has an approach that he says, let's say you had a pat. The pat is a power of a pat, and your pot somehow became fleishiks, or vice versa. That means you fleishig a pot, some milk fell on it, or some meat fell on your milk a plat. He says that's not considered the case that the Magen Avraham is discussing. Because the Daki Tshuva explains as follows. The Magen Avraham is speaking about a person on a regular basis switching his kelim back and forth from fleishiks to milchiks. And as the Magen Avraham that we quoted earlier in the Shia says explicitly, we're concerned he's going to get confused and he'll end up making a mistake. But if you have a pot, which is truly meant to be used as a parable pot, and for whatever reason there was something happened and your pot became fleishiks or milchiks, the concern of the Magen Avraham of Shema Yitta, of you getting confused because you're going back and forth all the time, doesn't exist. And then you can kasher the pot that became fleishiks to parav, or your pot that became milchiks back to parav. So just to review, it is seems to be the opinion of most of the Paiskim that we should follow the opinion of Magen Avraham and not go back and forth from fleishiks to milchik. However, b'shas etchak, you're allowed to, or if it happened that you did kasher it, it's fine. If you sell your kalim, or you give kalim as a gift, you're getting a fleishik keli, you could kasher it. There is an eitzah which we just said that Dr. Tshuva doesn't like, If you make the keli treif, then you can kasher it. If you waited more than 12 months that you didn't use the keli, then the Masham says we could be makel to go from fleishiks to milchiks and vice versa. Similarly, the Masham says if you take the keli and the Shevet HaLevi as well, if you take it from milchiks to parav to fleishiks or vice versa, it's acceptable. And if it's a parav a path that became milchiks or fleishiks, then there, Dr. Tshuva tells us, there is no issue of kashering it either.